because he can't be expected to keep track of which voice goes with what name and address. Written by Zombified Queer and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, The Locked Tomb. Summary: the process of devouring a soul does not come without a shock to the system. Things happen in brief flashes. Blood. Christabel. Alfred. Cradling Christabel. Blood cooling on Mercy Morn's hands. All her necromancy failing. Christabel whispers to her, and Mercy Morn cannot bear it. The words slide off her mind, refusing to take hold. And the pain of devouring Christabel shakes Mercy Morn out of her grief. It's replaced by terror. Digesting Christabel's soul upsets Mercy Morn's body. A second soul, broken down to everlasting power. She curls around the empty shell of Christabel, weeping and gagging in turns. She turns her face away and heaves. Bile splashes onto the tiled floor. There's nothing in Mercy Morn's stomach except for Christabel and acid. The taste of the latter lingers, bitter and awful. It removes the last taste of Christabel from Mercy Morn's mouth. And it hits her all at once. She will never kiss Christabel's cheek again. Mercy Morn's stomach clenches, as if from food poisoning. She will never roll her eyes at one of Christabel's quips again. Mercy Morn screws her eyes shut against the pain. Never braid her hair, or join Christabel in prayers again. Mercy Morn prays, in ragged gasps, for God, for John, to make things right again. Never look up from a book to find Christabel there with the half-daydream look on her face. Mercy Morn cannot bear that. It's like having a limb ripped off at the shoulder or hip. The pain is ragged and sharp. Her stomach twists, and only half of the pain is from digesting Christabel. She's dimly aware of Augustine and his own grief, the way he cries and curses. He shouts at her, words that slide off Mercy Morn's brain. Augustine cradles a corpse of his own and curses God. He curses Christabel. And everyone rushes in at once. How could they not? Augustine still curses as they help him and his vessel out of the room. They take care of bawling, blaspheming Augustine the First before anyone even looks at Mercy Morn. And she's fine with that, content to be left with her grief and the pain. She has no more tears now, not even as her stomach cramps and her head aches. She can't bring herself to curse anyone. Her strength is gone. Augustine the First, Mercy Morn thinks in a brief moment of lucidity. First saint of God. Mercy Morn, that God says as he sits cross-legged on the floor, on the other side of the body. Please, Lord. Mercy Morn holds Christabel Ocht's body out to him like a girl whose favorite doll is broken. I'll ask for nothing else. I'm sorry, Mercy Morn. God smiles at her, sad and patient as ever. There's nothing I can do now, my saint of joy. Mercy Morn searches his eyes for any sense of deception, of a joke played on stuffy old Mercy Morn. But it's just more of that sad smile and John's infinite patience. He reaches a hand out, and she flinches. She's aware of someone screaming somewhere nearby. Her head turns, and Mercy Morn expects to see Augustine in the doorway, ready to start a second, one-sided row with her. But the shrill cry is tearing its way out of her own throat. The end.